steht dann in den Sefer Megillah, in Temple Tess, Pesach Lamed, to the Yishlach Svarim, it's called Yishlach Tshana, Esr Mei Medina, Malchus HaChashveris, Divri Shalom Vemes, so that's Divri Shalom Vemes, but Divri Shalom Vemes, and then he says, Divri Shalom Hu HaMegillah Shal Shalcha, Emes Hi HaTayr, Shkibu HaTayr Ba'avo, Rav V'lo Medova in his claw. So what does that mean? The Rishalom referring to Megillah. Why is Megillah considered the Rishalom? So the Gemara says maybe it was a kafal of Hakigigas by Matan Torah. Kabbalah to Torah. Mutav v'lav to shomtek v'aschem. Amar Rava v'kin hadur kibul me'achashveir. Shechad kibul kibul ayud kim ashe kibul kfar. So the altar has a shell. They have a shaykh. So the Dardeya, Matan Torah, Nisim Gluyim, everything is open. No shaykh about the godless of Hashem. Hashem is clearly running the show. How's it possible? He says, "Hey, if you talk to Matan Torah, she also shomum pi agvurov nitzchem shvilin derekiyo." So everything. So all those tutzich and zayin and shivrekiyim. They were makabalit. They could have the same. They couldn't come true to what they were kabbal mechashverish. May Purim. How does Shaykh? How you talking such a zach? And he says. The famous Arizal Kuzayir says. Kippur Yom Kippurim. Purim. In fact, was a spitz. Something spitz about Purim that they attack higher madriga than Kippur. How's the Shaykh? How's it possible that they came to something later that didn't have that with the Nisim and the Hagluyim that were after the Tifatrayim and Maimon Har Sinai, which was often a Zach. So he goes on to be Masber that the Chazal, the Pasuk, something he says, Seichel Tzoifa Merochik, Seichel Tzoifa. From far. The Nefesh Abahami at Mekarv. Because the Nefesh Abahami is close. So it's not that there are two and young. There's Kvishas Hayetzer, there's Kvishas Aratzin, and there's Shvirus Aratzin. That is, Kovish something is it's there, you're quelling it, you're being Kovish, you're suppressing it, but it's still there. Shvirus Aratzin is total bittle of Yetzer. So he said, Be'etzem, first love is Be'etzem, the Tzayf Mekarv, the Seichel, he says, tells you, Asalavim, Mashiach's coming, in Gan Eden, you're going to have to give Din Cheshbin, you're going to have to, so you suppress your Yetzer Hara. But there's another Madrega to overcome the Nefesh of Bahamas, which is Mekarv, to make it totally bat. So he shoked it, and he says, being that the Gemara Zadam says, Lovin me'avah, a person who's learned Torah me'avah, a sefer kavod lovin. Tell yourself a sefer kavod lovin. He says, what are you doing? He says, person to trick himself. He says, to trick himself, to trick his ritzoinus, that's it. He says, that's the higher level of nakvishus erotzen, but it's a level of shuris erotzen. By tricking yourself, attack of taking, totally able to remove the rotzen totally from yourself, that's a higher majority. It's a kashrut higher, but that's as he said. He goes out to be mazvah, he brings up the Ramban. A few places, Rabban being of Eir, beginning to say Parshas in Boy, Rabban's Meirich, but again, the two in Yonim of the Eirish, there's two, the Fanah of Hashem affairs developed, there's Nisim HaGluyim, and there's Nisim HaStar, Nisim HaGluyim, Matan Torah, Kris Yamsov, were things that were off in the Adas Kairach, these were things that were Minig, Shloki Minig Oil, and it was clear, no Shiloh, no regarding the veracity of the Eirish. And then there's another Hagah that Hashem shows us. The Rambam touches into Shmir Shem and Leidati Lehem and Ovis, and he says that the Nisim is Nisim and the Starim. The Pshat is the Derech Teva Shemun Kemeni Hagash Olam is also Nisim, but another it's shrouded, it's clouded in Teva, which could make a person not clear exactly and forget that it's the Roshah. So he's Masber that the Nisim of Matan Torah are very different than the Nisim of Purim. So Nisim of Matan Torah and Tzitz Hashem. For often a nisim, zachlich beforish, no shaila doubt, no doubt about the clark eyes. Eibush on a global scale is mamish, no clear to everyone that it's this gal. And he says the Purim was the nisim of Purim and Chashverish was vakeret. Everything was was totally has to upon him. In the beginning, he goes through, you know, from step one. Let's come and hug Hashem. Got upset at his wife. She didn't come. Haman was the to kill her. Afterwards, Bikshu HaMelech, he wanted a new queen. Esther was had Yoifi, so he chose her. Matzachain, all these things that were tapping Mishalil. And he, as a person, could say, you know, he could write it off as not being in Yisrael until the end. But Lamaisa, Achak Nesvada, Dover, Shakob, Mishal Yisrael, was this bad, and everything was Mishal Kalison. After the whole Maisa of this gala, it was revealed that everything in Machfreya was all perfectly planned. Every single step was mamish was nisim upon nisim, but it was all in the start. And Memela zak there that the darga which Kali Sol, the Gemara says mikama da my dar rabba the rice. The person could say kafad lem kahak gigas Hashem. We forced it kept up the Torah by Sinai. He says that was true. How the what was the difference? The difference was that then it was nisim gluim, and a person couldn't be say, you know what. That there's no Eivishter, okay, I don't have to do mitzvahs. It's clear there's Eivishter, you have to follow Ratzon Hashem. But that was only a gilui in an open way. A person has to be kodesh as yetzer. There's kodesh as yetzer. And Pshat says what Klai Yisrael didn't see openly, didn't come true to, was the fact that Misham Hashem v'yadlik yemer chodesh v'yadlik. The Pshat is that the nisim on the star of things that are Tagtaglach, things that are normal, waking up, sleep, breathing, all things that are normal, and Aleida, things that are metallic menachos shalom, that they didn't see it being often so open that was the hashkacha of Rabbi Shalom. That was something that they had to come to on Purim, the nisim of which was everything was shrouded in teva. Therefore, that was something that he didn't have. I don't know exactly why, but he called it that darga of total. Even battles, even that everything we do, and even teva is hashkacha. Is he called it that person could come to the shvira saratzin that way, not just kvish saratzin. So Mamelo, that's what the nekuda that the moon that Klal Yisrael came to by Purim was a shleimus in regards to the fact that even teva is not given hagash alone. Teva also is alts of the Eibishter, even things that are. They're not often. That was something that Kaiser didn't experience on necessarily often. But they experienced that on Purim, and that was what they came to. That's what they were missing in the Kabbal. He says there's cash over there, Ein Shom. But Bekitzer, that's a shmooze, but the Shoyr Nisim Purim was all to vise in the chelika of Teva that also fits with the Eibishter. And Betzim, his Yisoy is really Farmatzinu, but in Divrei Hagro, the Goyin says in the pasuk on Aleph Beis, the beginning of Megillah, says Chashverosh Shal Kisei Malchus Hashem B'Shushan Aviro. So his Masber, he's going to Masber Shushan Aviro. It says by Mordechai was Ishu Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan. He was in Shushan previously. Hoya, Avar. He says because Mordechai was there first, and Chashverosh brought his whole Machzi. He made Shushan the Bira, made the capital. After you know, all to bring about this, the whole nace of Purim, and he's going to be Masber. In fact, that was the yisoid of the chayra, the whole nace, the whole side of nace Purim was nisim hester upon. Touches the Gemara, Megillah. Gemara says, Esther menater minayim. So he says, why we want to know Esther menater minayim more than other things, Chanukah and other things? Why do we want to know sources for other nisim? So he says this, the Chol Pikur Yisoy, that Chanukah occurred, it was in Nesir Be'er Shavuot Yisrael, Ein Kol Kachidush. Nesir, it's all often, everything's is happening there, Nisi, Memeil Afatsu Shechidush. Chanukah, Ein Nes Kol Kachim Vipur. Afshin, it's God Lomoy, Fish Hoyim, it's not a Mikdosh. Hashem, again, here, Hester Panim, B'Shas Hester Panim, Hechem Arum HaShafil, but Hester Panim, even Begolus, how do you know that Hashem does Nisim, Gidolim, because and that's, that the Gemara brings down the Pasuk, V'Noichi Aster Panim, Bayim, who, Pish HaFil, B'Shas Hester Panim, Hashalach HaSester. But that was that's the side of the whole the Gantz and Esav Purim was out to bring out and to give Klal Yisrael the Hakara that Eibishter feared even matzav of things that are not klar, not nigla, so on open, but everything is teva, even teva is not teva kumin hava shalayl. So chayra just it could be, and that's the pshat of the guy says it's very shalom. So he stells too. Rabbi Ruchem stells too. Ruchem Olshin stells too. The Maral says, "Shalom on Shlemos." The Pshat is there could be. The Pshat is that was the going I don't think he's saying this, but it could be the shleimus that they came to was the shleimus in their dargav amunah betachin. They were holding, they knew Eibishter, Makar Eibishter, but they came to the shleimus to the different megillah that the Eibishter is even the teva in Kimon Hagash Olam is also the Eibishter. I thought maybe you could mazav be this, with geshmak shtickle. The Gemara says, "L'maisa the halik v'lo me'achashverish." So we kind of madar av l'raisa. The way that the Alta teaches it means without madar av l'raisa b'negei that Yitzchak only sheep is done for teva different things. Why they had that car? Why there was kvar kodma the kabbal and why was the attacker was a kabbal? But b'negei the not so nigla different things. That was the madar av l'raisa. Why the Maisa? What did they come to in during Purim that was Hadik Bum Mechashver? So Rashi says, they were the Mechashver. Okay, fine. The Avas Anes. A lot of Nisa happened. Why specifically the Nes of Purim? Why that the trigger that they came to this Hakara of Tivi? So thought maybe Kimi Masber. What Mechla was the Medar Abba Maisa? What Mechla was with Mekabel, the famous Kash place, Kash, and the Medrash has affected Kash in the Takuma, the El Chayra. It's the Mekabel Lazav Nishma. So what was the Medar Abba Maisa? What was Kafalim? So the famous words of the Medrash in Parshas Noach, that Masber the Chiluk Barichos between Tarshav Alpeh, Tarshav Sav, Tarshav Alpeh says Latimta Tarshav Alpeh Eitel Mishal Vakish Oynik Ha'olam. Type of a cover dual by the Misha Memes Atom Allah. And he goes on to ask this cash lechar, what's the cover of Hakagigas? They're ready to make up the Torah. Allah is not there, but Tarshal Peh. Tarshal Peh is Azal, Kamoves, Kosha, Kishon, Kinoso, Shein, Loyman, Isael, Misha, Oyev, Kadish, Broko, Bechaliba, Bechal, Nash, Bechal, Oida. So it's not just a Shver. You want to hear it when you see it even more? It's a Shver Sugis, it's a Shver Zachim, but Prez, Yavi Memes Atom Allah. And that's what Klai Yisrael weren't Tarshal Peh, Sadi, Renachas, Tarshal Peh, Sadi, you know. It wasn't a hard thing. But Torah Sheba Peh, which required you to schwitz and to chazer and to put your kodesh into it, that was something they couldn't at least they weren't they were makabel at least from the onset, and that's why they had to have a new hatikabul mechashverish. Ken Zayin, if that's the pshat, just makes any sense. But I'm thinking that maybe the pshat is that as much as the problem was the shverkeit of the Torah. With the schwitzing, could be the shirish of that was the fact this chesaron in Hecker, I was saying, we don't first say it, but like the author saying, the person thinks that, you know, big zachen of Eibishter, major, you know, world events, things that changed the Kriyas Yamsum, Hatan Torah, open a Giluyin, that's Eibishter, but there's a Teva, Kimonog Shalom, there's such a thing that. So shver, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm going to say, I'm gonna be hungry, I'm not gonna stay up late, and I'm tired. Well, it's a mamish tolu with teva kamin hagosh al oil. Where's it shver? Shver, and you're up till 3 o'clock last night with my baby preparing the shmooze. Or Blush asked me after 12 o'clock last night. But that's what it is. It's shver teva. If the person thinks, oh, my baby's keeping me up. No, the manager says it's two people who are staying up at night. The Malkin says. One person is staying up at night, running tired. One person, other person staying up at night, taking care of his crying kids. Asher and Misha, she sets up at night, you know, learning, being able to learn tired. I don't know if you do both, you know, simultaneously. But a kapod of oifen, pshat is, it could be the pshat is that the chesaron of hakara of recognizing of this darg of not recognizing or fully at least the teva was something which also. Is fully the Eibishter and fully Hashkafa. That's Gufa, what made it hard for that? That's Gufa. It's hard. It's hard to do it. How am I going to do it? But once tried, how did they blow Mechashverish? Because they saw the Nisim and the Starim, they were all recognizing that it's vital to the Eibishter. We could be able to see it after the story, the whole Gansa, the episode over here. They recognized that Teva was also Eibishter, so then. I'm up at night, it's Shver. Okay, this is all Ashkach, this is all Eibishter, this is all. The Bnei Shalom wants me to Viter, and everything that happens with the Cheshbon, there's nothing without the Cheshbon. Mail there, Zechatak, this specifically, the next important attack is Shai for them to come to Tahar, the Kimnu HaChashveyush, the Tzar Shalom, even though it was Shver. But even the Shark, I can have a Cheshbon to it, even simple things, there's a plan, the Eibishter for Tevel, Tevel, Mail, Kent, and that's what we take out of Zechatak, specifically a Purim, your Hadim Fulm HaChashveyush.
Well, yeah. Wieder.